Taking a look first at your news for the hour. A Huron County bridge project that was started this month is not expected to be finished until late in July. Maintenance work is being done to the Limerick Road Bridge over the Pinnebog River between Champaign and Grasmere Roads. Some of the work that will be done to the bridge includes patching, sealing, and beam patching. While that work is being done, Limerick Road will be closed to thorough traffic with a detour directing traffic to use Champaign, Kindy, and Grasmere Roads. And another news for today. Installing smart water meter readers is now part of Brown City's $7.41 million water improvement project. At this month's city meeting, the council approved a resolution that residents who are concerned about cellular signal devices that operate the smart meters can still opt out of having one installed. However, there is a $30 per month fee for those who do not want a smart reader. This charge is used to cover the cost of having a manual employee have to go to each residence that opted out in order to do a manual reading and then put that information into the system. Smart meters are in the process of being installed. The installation of them is part of the overall water system upgrades that include replacing lead and galvanized water lines, replacing the arsenic plant, and looping the water mains. To be able to do that project, the city received a $1.48 million state grant and a $5.93 million low-interest loan to be paid back over 40 years. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
We are all for first-time guests and long-time friends. All for first light and starlight. For road trips and trail runs. All for mountaintops and monuments. River bends and battlefields. We're all for showing up and giving back. To protect, to preserve, to pass it on. All parks depend on us, and we're all for parks. Join us at nationalparks.org/allforparks.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Sanilac Intermediate School District's Board of Education has approved several staffing issues during this month's meeting. The board approved 5-year tenure for Kyle Wagester and for Hunter Soper, and 2nd-year probation was approved for Maury Peck. Following an evaluation, the board ranked Superintendent Katie Van Conant as effective, which is the highest rating. And in other staffing matters, Kaylee Wagester was hired as a social worker. The board accepted the resignations of elementary support instructor Natasha Tank and bus driver Ann Johnston Kingwer. Also, a 3-year contract for all of the support staff was approved. And another news for today. Michigan State University Extension and the 4-H will be hosting an outdoor plant workshop on Saturday, June the 6th at 10 a.m. at Ayers Greenhouse on West Pigeon Road near Bad Axe. The free program is open to active 4-H youth members that are interested in learning how to plant and care for outdoor flowers and plants. Adult volunteers and 4-H leaders are also invited to attend. Workshop participants will receive plants and soil for a planting project, but attendees are asked to bring an empty planter pot at least 8 inches in diameter. Organizers say each youth participant will be limited to one planter and must be present to complete the project themselves. Advance registration is required by 4 p.m. on Monday, June the 1st. Youth who are not currently enrolled in 4-H may also sign up at no cost through the 4-H online enrollment system. For registration information, you can contact the Huron County MSU Extension Office. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, May the 31st of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.